honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody. Lisa is off today, so I will be hosting solo. All right, so I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I recently started waxing her arms and her legs because she asked me to. And I'm a big fan of waxing, and we're going to talk today to Catherine Goldman, and we're going to talk about 5 tips for having glowing summer skin. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Catherine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so it's summer, and yes, obviously what comes summer was, you know, in North America, it is our culture for many of us, maybe not everybody, that we like to remove hair. What are ways that we can remove hair, the ways that you feel are the best, but also what are some other things we can do that we have that glowing skin all summer long?
So I feel the best way to remove hair is by the root. And you can do that in a variety of methods, but my personal favorite is waxing. That's how we got known in our industry. I own a company called Stripped Wax Bar, and we primarily do body waxing. We have other services like facials and spray tanning to complement our waxing, but we're very well known for our waxing services.
I love that. You know, and it's funny. I remember when I was in my teens, I was at a friend's house, and I started, I guess at the time, I guess I don't even remember how old I was, early teens, and we started shaving our legs and our armpits. And I remember I vowed never, ever, when I had kids, that I'm never going to shave anything on their body because it grows back so stubbly and it leaves marks and you get red, you know, little pimples. And I was like, no, we're going to wax from the start and then eventually, you know, maybe try something different down the road. So I'm a big fan of waxing. One question I have is, how early can someone start waxing?
Well, you can wax as early as 8 years old. That's what I think the earliest is. I mean, everyone in different cultures, there are children that are doing hair removal in India and other parts of the world. So they start at a very early age. But I believe that, you know, 8 to 10 is probably the earliest that you want to start waxing. We do have people that come in at that age range, but they do have a parent with them. They sign a parental consent. So that's very important to have as well.
Are there any side effects to getting waxed, like scarring, or I guess you need to go to the right person to make sure that they
exactly
don't get that?
That, you know, that is key, going to the right place to get your wax. I mean, you can go to a bevy of places. You can go to a nail salon. You can go to a nail spa. You can go to a day spa. So I really feel like something like our company, Stripped Wax Bar, where we specialize in waxing, and that's what we do all day long. You know you're going to get a practitioner that is very well-versed in waxing and waxing all different body areas, and they want to be there. They enjoy waxing as their profession, whereas if you go to a nail salon or a day spa, you don't know if this person how many waxings they do in a day. They could not even have waxings every day. Whereas with our company, you do know that we are waxing every single day. So, of course, you're going to get someone that's more of an expert on hair removal.
You know, I get worried sometimes with the hair salons. You know, I've done, like years ago, I used to go and get my eyebrows done there, and I would get concerned about cleanliness because I would see they use the wax and they would re-dip the popsicle stick or whatever the stick they're using back in it like several times. And I would say to myself, like, you someone wax someone and someone, let's say they bleed, and then you're putting it stick back into this thing. I was like, you know, like, is there a cleanliness factor to waxing, or does the wax kill all the germs and bacteria and I'm just being, you know, paranoid?
No, there is a cleanliness factor, and this is why, again, and I cannot reiterate this enough, this is why it's so important to go to a reputable salon, one that primarily focuses in waxing, because we abide by all the, every state is governed by the state board, and they say that you're not supposed to double dip, but sometimes you go to a place that doesn't do a lot of waxing, or maybe they don't know all the rules and regulations, so they do things like double dipping, or they don't wear gloves. Whereas at Stripped Wax Bar, we always wear gloves with any service, including facial waxing, body waxing, always wear gloves, and dispose of every single stick. Once it's dipped in the wax pot and we use it, it's thrown in the trash, never to be used again. And that's really important. And a lot of waxing-focused places, that's what they do. They just throw away each individual stick. You go to a hair salon or a nail salon, you know, there's a high likelihood of them reusing sticks. It doesn't happen everywhere, but there's a higher likelihood of that because they're just not as focused on the waxing and making sure that service is perfect. And that's what we do at Stripped Wax Bar. We want to make sure you have the perfect relaxing experience. And we have a very luxurious environment. We offer you a glass of wine or champagne. We have little brownie bites. We have a wonderful waiting area that has chandeliers and tufted furniture. So it's very pampering. It feels like a luxurious experience. You know, gone are the days where you go behind a curtain in a dark room somewhere at the back of a salon. We've really made waxing kind of a luxurious pampering experience, which I think it should be.
I actually go to a wax bar here where I live, and I love it. You know, she does my eyebrows, and now she's doing my daughter, and I love it because that's all she does all day long. All she does, like you said, is wax. And I live in Canada, so for me, you know, that's one of the things that I think is an actual absolute must. Where are your stores located? Do you have one, or do you have several in the U.S.?
Oh, so we have quite a few stores. We have 9 locations. We're located in California. Most are in the San Francisco Bay Area. We have 3 in San Francisco, 2 in Palo Alto, 1 in Oakland, 1 in Lafayette, 1 in San Jose, and then we also have 1 in Los Angeles.
Nice. All right. Well, my best friend lives in San Fran, so I'm definitely going to tell her about this interview and let her listen to it. All right. So let's move on because we only have a few minutes left. So hydrating, very important, obviously, to get that glowing summer skin. Tell us a little bit about what you recommend for people to hydrate their skin.
Yeah. So to hydrate your skin, moisturization is very important, so you want to moisturize. Typically, I like to recommend after the shower, or sometimes these new products nowadays, it's a moisturizer that you put on when you're in the shower, which really helps. I use one myself, and it's kind of nice to just, you know, throw on some of this moisturizer once you're done with the shower and then go. It's on wet skin, and it gets absorbed, so that's a great way to use moisturizer, but there's so many different products that you can use to moisturize the skin. And one that we love is actually coconut oil, which is usually all natural.
My favorite.
Sometimes you can find it organic, but coconut oil is a great moisturizer for any body part, including the hair. You can use coconut oil on the hair, so that's definitely a big trend that we're seeing right now is coconut oil.
I love that you say that. We work with a company called Barleans, and they make an organic or coconut oil, and I've promoted them so much, and I love it, and I use it, I eat it, I put it on my hair, I put it on my skin, I do oil pulling with it, and to me, it's like the most versatile food, so I'm glad that you mentioned it, because
it really is.
We're big coconut oil fans here, Naturally Savvy. All right, so now eating. What role does eating play on our skin?
You know, eating does have a big role. People may not believe it, but if you stick to natural products, you know, real foods, whole foods, fruits and vegetables, those do have an effect on your body and your skin. You know, eating lots of greasy, oily, fatty fried foods or lots of fast food can definitely have effect on your skin. So try to stick to fresh. Fresh is best, is what I say. So try to stick to fresh food. Fruits and vegetables should dominate your eating. And then, of course, you know, depending on if you're a vegetarian or not, lean protein is always good. I like to do some carbs like quinoa and try to limit kind of the processed carbs, if you will.
I like it. I agree. All right. So last one, exfoliating. Now, I know it's important that we exfoliate our skin. How often should we be exfoliating? I know I tried exfoliating my face and I think either I pressed too hard or I used grains that were, the pieces that were too big. And I actually ended up getting some red veins on my nose. So what's the way to do it so that you don't actually harm your skin? And we only have about 30 seconds left.
Oh, okay. So there's two types of exfoliants, chemical and manual. Chemical is something like lactic acid, which might be better for you. So it's no grains. It uses something gentle, lactic acid from milk. It's moisturizing, and it's very gentle. So I would recommend using something with lactic acid, and that helps to remove the dead skin cells without being abrasive. Chemical exfoliant is something like a scrub that is a little more abrasive. So there's two ways of exfoliating, and I would definitely recommend using a chemical exfoliant like a lactic if you're sensitive.
Well, thank you, Catherine. All right, you can learn more about Catherine and all of her locations at strippedwaxbar.com. I think it sounds great, and I agree with Catherine. You want to go to someone that's certified and somebody that knows what they're doing, and this is their job. I'm Andrew Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have glowing skin this summer. Stay well.